Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues on WGNS and Big G TV is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. As the kids head back to school and late summer heat rolls in, you can keep your home cool without draining your wallet. Track your energy use and manage your bill right from your phone with the free MyMTE app. You can download it today in the App Store. James Price of the Better Business Bureau joins us here this morning. And Mr. Price, I hope you're keeping cool on this hot August month.
Absolutely. And no other way to do it.
Yeah. I know MTE says, you know, like the wording is used to be, you know, like nudge up your temperature to about 78 in the house. But now we've gone to, you know, turn it up to where you're comfortable. So where is that comfortable point for you?
Well, I'll tell you, I got some, we were at an MTE event, couple weeks ago, and I think one of the things they said was, you know, you might want to bring your temperature down some, but for the sake of your air conditioning unit and making sure that it stays healthy, you should try to keep your air conditioning no more than 20 degrees lower than the heat outside. So if you go down more than 20 degrees, not only are you costing yourself more money, but you put more stress on your AC unit and makes you might have more repairs and stuff down the line. So sometimes even though as hot as it is outside, you might want to think about, do I really need it that cold in here right now? Because in the long run, this may actually hurt me more than it helps me.
You bring up some wonderful points right there. It's still 72. Well, I have it 75 in my house, and nobody can believe it that's here, because you've been in the studio. We do keep it a little cooler in the studio. We have all kinds of equipment here we need to keep cool, but yeah, that's where I have mine. So anyway, we're going to be talking about an influencer report. Tell me a little bit more about that. I'm interested to hear.
So, a couple of things before we get started.
Okay.
BBB has some national programs, and this Influencer Trust Index is just one of these national programs that we have. I think our listeners, if they haven't before, heard about Scam Tracker.
Right.
Well, this is a little commercial for the next time we meet. We're going to be going over the 2025 Scam Tracker report. And we had done this again last year to see exactly what happened over the last year with scams. So stay tuned for that in the future. But today we're going to talk about Influencer Trust Index and the influencers that are out there and what they do to the marketplace. And they were, the executive summary in this says, in 2024, a staggering 82% of U.S. marketers leveraged influencer partnerships and creative campaigns, driving the influencer marketing industry to an impressive $24 billion domestic valuation. And so really that underscores the immense significance of influencer marketing for both brands and consumers alike. We get into this a little bit more detailed on the report that people can find at BBB.org. It goes into who is the national advertising division and the methodology that they use to come up with some of this data. But the majority of the people that they surveyed indicated social media on a daily basis and what people turn to. Surprisingly enough, probably not, Facebook came up number one. 86% of people turn to Facebook. 75% Instagram, and then it kind of goes down from there for YouTube, Pinterest, TikTok, Reddit, and LinkedIn. And so those are some of the top platforms where you're going to see influencers in the industry. Mm-hmm. So one of the first takeaways we have from this is that consumers are looking to influencer marketing. 58% of consumers say they have made a purchase as a result of an influencer endorsement of a product or service. And that's a pretty high number overall. And we're going to see in a minute here where that really falls in the trust level. 35% of consumers indicate they have made 4 to 6 purchases based on influencer endorsements. 52% watch content from influencers that come across their social media feeds. And 33% seek to out content from influencers to learn more about the product and the topic that they're actually talking about. So we can see how the influencers are making a big impact across the market overall. One of the things that I saw here recently is that there's now colleges, University of Arizona is actually offering an influencer degree, the first college out there that is actually providing a degree in learning how to be an influencer.
That's interesting.
So the second takeaway is that consumers trust influencers less than general advertising. So we talked about way more than 50% of the people have made purchases on it, but when it comes down to consumers' trust, only 5% of the people trust these influencers completely. 11% don't trust them at all. And 83% kind of trust them somewhat. So overall, 87% of consumers trust advertising they see, with 5% trusting advertising completely and 83% trusting advertising somewhat. And so, one of the things I've seen on here is consumers in the ages between 25 and 34 are least likely to trust the advertising they see, 40% closely, followed by consumers ages 65 and older. When looking at specific influencers, 74% of consumers trust influencer advertising, with only 5% trusting influencers completely. 69% trust influencers somewhat. So the level of distrust in influencing is higher than that of regular advertising, with 26% of consumers indicating they don't trust influencers. Yet what's really amazing about this is people are watching these influencers and they're following them, but they don't trust them, but they're still following them, which I found rather intriguing when I was looking at that overall.
You know, and when we're talking about influencers, you know, that's one of those terms that people may not be 100%, you know, familiar with. But these are people that you watch on social media that, you know, maybe it's that podcast or whatnot that you're a fan of. And they'll come on and they'll say, you know, today it's our show brought to you by so-and-so. And then they kind of talk about it and give a testimonial and why you should use this product. And they do. And that's kind of what we're talking about as an influencer, right?
Yeah. You're spot on with that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the next thing we get into here is what drives consumer trust of influencers? Well, consumers told us that an influencer's transparency and honesty about their product and their brand association is the primary driver for trust. So 71% transparency are honest about brand association. Honest reviews, even if it isn't positive about the product or service they're reviewing, 79%. So that's the trust factor behind all the, you know, this. So what leads to the distrust in the industry, which actually we're back down to higher levels of distrust than we had of trust. 80% people distrust the influencer when they're not genuine or transparent about what it is they're talking about. And then kind of what you were talking about there a second ago is, you know, they're saying this is brought to you by, are they really saying they use these products? Do they believe in it? Or are they just being paid to do this?
Well, and some of the really good ones, whether they're paid or not, but you know, a lot of times they are going to be paid or compensated, but they will, you know, part of that trust factor is, do they use the product? Can they talk about the product, whatever that product is, in a way that, you know, want convinces you that it's a good product for you because you're watching them, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. And for those of you who don't remember, I mean, the earliest influencer behind all this that I remember was the Joe Namath thing way back in the day when he was advertising pantyhose. And it's like, really, are you really wearing pantyhose, Joe? There was a whole thing that came up behind that.
Right.
But for those of you who don't remember, there, I guess you might be able to go find an old YouTube video or something out there on Joe Namath's commercial with pantyhose. But absolutely. I mean, was he really wearing pantyhose at the time? No, he was just being paid to, you know, to highlight him. 71% of the people they distrust people who are promoting an unrealistic lifestyle or body image. And we see that quite a bit. I mean, that's where people get emotional about how they look, how they feel, what your lifestyle's about. I remember watching a comedian one time says, I don't know what it is, but all these people, they're drinking this soda and all of a sudden they're just happy and they're, you know, because they're drinking this soda.
Yeah.
And is that really, you know, is the soda the really thing that's making them so happy along the way? So the primary drivers of distrust are when an influencer is not genuine, honest, or transparent. 64% don't trust influencers that do not disclose relationships of the brand they're promoting. And sometimes you can see that in influencers where they'll start talking about a product or a service that they're pushing or they have a positive image about, but they don't come out and say, I'm being paid to do this. And you see some advertisements on TV now down in the small print where they'll say, hey, you know, these were actors or these were paid people.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's in the small print. It doesn't always come out, you know, they're not screaming it from the grandstand.
It's part of trying to be transparent with that, but also if you don't watch closely, you may miss that part about it. And their job is to convince you to purchase that product, obviously. So, you know, there's some a give and take in that regard, I guess.
Yeah. And, you know, so, I mean, and trust is hard to come by. So how can you build it? They're saying here 7 out of 10 consumers don't like when influencers don't disclose the brand partnership that they have. I mean, that's a lot of people. But we're going back to the start of this. It says, you know, almost 60% of the people watch these influencers all the time, but 7 out of 10 of them, you know, they don't trust them if they don't say who they're doing this for.
Right. It's almost like their friend is covering up something from them. You know what I mean? Because they trust that person. They watch that person. They influence that person who's watching or listening. But if you're not totally open and honest, it's like, well, you break that trust or you shake that trust some.
And you know, part of this comes down to the addiction we have of social media.
Yeah.
Where people are just on social media, they're on social media. Well, I'm going to watch and listen to this just because it's on social media doesn't mean it's true. And the person who keeps watching it doesn't necessarily trust the person that they're listening to, but they're watching it anyway. And so when you watch it, you're reinforcing to the social media companies who continue to pay the influencers what it is they're talking about, whether or not what they're telling you is something that's trustworthy in the first place.
Exactly. Yeah. James Price, Better Business Bureau. We got about a minute left. I pulled up this article. I'll link it in the podcast here, but any final thoughts here, 30 seconds or so?
No, I mean, just, you know, the bottom line here is that, you know, as consumers, we need to use our own judgment when it comes to the things that are out there and not believe the people 100% who just come out and say, hey, you should do this or you should do that based on what I'm telling you. And they may not even be an authority on the subject.
Yeah.
They're just being paid to do it. So, you know, this is where scams kind of get started, where fraudsters can kind of get to it. So yeah, I highly encourage everyone to go to the national programs on BBB and look this up. Watch for our next episode should be on the scam tracker from last year. And we'll talk to everybody then.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it. Again, I'll have links to this influencer report on the podcast at WGNSradio.com. I'm Brian Barrett. Thanks to James Price of the Better Business Bureau for joining us here today on Rutherford Issues.